The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appoint you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we celebrate your love and your grace on this holy day, help us to receive what you have prepared for us. Bless the words of lips and the meditations of our hearts. Grant that we might hear what you would have us hear and what you would have us see, and do what you would have us do. Amen. On the night of his betrayal, Jesus spoke this to his disciples. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Some of the best and some of the worst moments in my life have to do with being chosen. I remember not being chosen as a child, when the kids at the playground picked captains and chose sides to play baseball or any other sports for that matter. I was always the last to be chosen, if I was chosen at all. And even when I was chosen, I was rarely allowed to play. It was pretty ego-bruising not to be chosen, to be left out, to be considered the least valuable person. How good, too, it felt later when I was older to apply for admission to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and got a letter that said I had been chosen to be a student. And then later on, without asking, have two different faculty members write to invite me to take their honors program. What a wonderful experience it is to be chosen, to know that we are important to someone, that we are valued, that we are desirable. Being chosen is important stuff. As we come to the sixth Sunday of Easter, the excitement of the Easter season builds almost to its climax. Over these past weeks, we have been celebrating the joy of resurrection and the presence of the risen Christ appearing to his first disciples and still being among us. And yet on Thursday, it will be Ascension Day, when we remember Jesus' departure from the disciples and his return to be with God for all eternity. Liturgically, therefore, we are approaching a turning point. The lectionary clearly reflects this by using the Last Supper discourses from John's Gospel for this fulcrum. The first few Sundays of Easter in year B have the appearance of the risen Christ from the Gospel readings. However, last week and today's Gospels come from the heart of the farewell discourses. In the narrative context of the flow of John's story, they are delivered by Jesus to his disciples over supper together on the night before he was crucified. In these chapters, 14 through 17, he tries to prepare his apprehensive followers for the shock when he was taken away from them and his coming death. He wants to reassure them of his continuing love and presence with them afterwards, and give them instructions on how the church should live. We hear Jesus' resonances to his disciples in the light of our Easter experience, knowing that he rose again from death to be with them and with us. So his warnings of his departure and the coming of the Holy Spirit to guide the life of the church now resonate in our experience as we look forward to Ascension Day and Pentecost soon to come. Putting this in our contemporary context in our text, we hear that the Son of God, the Christ, the chosen one of God, has chosen us, and chosen us not to simply be servants, but to be his friends. And this without even seeking him, without us even choosing him. This is incredible to me, incredible and wonderful. We, you, and I are of value, of worth to Jesus, the Son of the living God. I want you today to think about what this means. I am sure you have had experiences of being told by someone that they love you or that they think you are special, and you have had a hard time accepting this statement, not because of their behavior, but because of your own behavior, your sense of inadequacy, your sense of your thinking you are not worthy of, or your lack of ability. So often as we travel through this life, we turn away the love of others, not because of anything in them that puts us off, but because of the things inside us. Because of the fear that friendship being promised to us isn't applicable to the real me. Because of the fear that the other person will end up discovering the truth about us, whatever we think that truth is, and turn away from us when we need them most. So many of us, so frightened, so afraid, so uncertain, that even when we are chosen, we do not feel the joy that being chosen can bring to us. And again, some of us are so suspicious, so uncertain of ourselves, so afraid, that when we are chosen, we get to thinking that we have been chosen not for ourselves, but for some other reason. Hear this today and every day. You are chosen. Chosen by the Christ, the chosen one himself. He wants you on his team, not for what you can or cannot do, not for your abilities or lack thereof, but because he loves you and wants to show his love to you, through you, to others. He knows who you are, and he calls you. He knows what you have done and what you will do, and he chooses you. He chooses you not to be a servant or his slave, but to be his friend. This is his love and the love of God for you. That's what it says in today's gospel reading. Jesus calls those who have been following him, those who have been listening to him, those who have been trying to do what he asks of them, whether they have done it well or poorly. I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends. This means that we do not need to gaze longingly at God from far off. We are not like slaves who have no right whatever to enter the presence of the master, but are simply expected to obey his order. We are not like someone in the crowd whose only glimpse of a king is in the passing on some state occasion, but who nonetheless must pay taxes and serve that king. Rather, we are privileged to enter into the very household of God and to speak with him as a friend about those things he wants us to do and those things we would like him to do. We are not allowed to see what's in his heart to share. We are allowed to see what is in his heart, to share his joys and concerns. And we are told that he will listen to those things upon our hearts, those things that excite us and those things that disturb us. Our Lord, our friend, our God has cried with us and for us. He wept over Jerusalem and those who would not come to him for his healing touch and forgiving word. He cried at the tomb of Lazarus for Mary and for Martha and for all who were gathered there with them. And he weeps most surely today for us and with us when we are hurt and when we are lost. And when we are afraid. He knows us and he loves us. So much he became one of us. That is part of what makes the gospel such good news. Jesus has walked our walk and he did it as a friend. Does it not simply to show us how things should be done, but to accompany us on the way. To be our companion as well as our guide, our support as well as our teacher. And all this without a word of judgment, except that judgment which a friend makes, the judgment of mercy and of encouragement and of gentle correction. This means that we cannot stay with the risen Christ in the fervent joy of Eastertide. Yes, he loves us so much that not even death can take him from us, but he returns to give us his love. But this is not for us to be an introverted, cozy community of faith where we are all having a good time and life is wonderful. We are called to be active participants. So go forth today. Go knowing that Christ has chosen you, that he finds you worthwhile, that he values you, that he thinks you are important, that he wants you to be his friend. And rejoice in that. Take the joy in that which Christ wants you to have. Amen.